理课堂听 class.com。
金融世界，
马建元、刘江主持。听众朋友好，欢迎您收听《金融世界》节目，我是马建元，
我是刘江。这次节目是由澳洲广播电台 Radio Australia 中文部为您制作的。
在今天的节目中，我们要谈的话题是
The government as manager.
政府对经济的管理，以及经济学家对凯恩斯经济学理论的不同看法。
The concept of the individual sovereign consumer is a mistake.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average took a battering, falling
more than. Due to state government mismanagement, the country's fifth largest bank.
英国著名经济学家凯恩斯。
John Maynard Keynes
在1936年出版了他划时代的巨著
The General Theory of Employment, Interest and Money
就业、利息和货币通论提出有效需求不足的理论思想被经济学界看作是一场理论革命他的理论是宏观经济学的经典至今仍然影响着各国经济政策的制定和当代经济理论的发展
下面我们要听一下美国哈佛大学经济学教授格雷格·曼奇对凯恩斯的理论做的介绍。在收听他的谈话之前，我们先来熟悉一下他在谈话中使用的几个词汇。
The general theory
通论对凯恩斯著作《就业、利息和货币通论》的简称。
Recession
衰退
Great Depression
大萧条指1929年到1930年代初期世界性严重经济衰退
Inadequate demand for goods and services
对商品和服务的需求不足
美国哈佛大学曼奇教授对凯恩斯理论做了这样的简单介绍。
Keynes's work essentially changed the way economists view the functioning of the economy. It really traces to Keynes's great book, The General Theory, which in 1936 provided a new way for us to think about booms and recessions.
曼奇教授说，凯恩斯的研究从根本上改变了经济学家有关经济运转的观念。这可以一直追溯到凯恩斯的伟大著作《通论》。这本书在1936年为我们研究繁荣与衰退提供了新的方法。
Important to keep in mind when he was writing. He was writing essentially in the midst of a Great Depression, a situation where roughly a quarter of the labor force was unemployed in the United States and other developed countries.
重要的是要记住他写作的时代。他基本上是在大萧条期间进行的写作。而大萧条期间，美国和其他发达国家都有大约四分之一的劳动力失业。
And this was an event that economists had a lot of trouble coming to grips with, trying to understand, trying to come up with policy recommendations to deal with.
许多的经济学家都绞尽脑汁来对付大萧条，试图对它做出解释和试图找到解决问题的方法。
I think the central idea in Keynes's general theory is that recessions or depressions result from inadequate demand for goods and services. Essentially, people and governments and firms aren't spending enough, and that's why so many people are unemployed.
我认为凯恩斯通论的中心思想是衰退与萧条是由对商品和服务的需求不足造成的，基本上是说政府和公司花费的不够，因此有许多人失业。
And what Keynes's theory was to do was basically to show how that could work and to show what governments could do to try to prop up demand for goods and services and get economies out of recessions and depressions.
凯恩斯的理论基本上是要证明这样如何能够行得通，以及政府能够采取什么行动来努力地促进对商品和服务的需求，使经济摆脱萧条和衰退。
下面我们完整听一遍美国哈佛大学经济学教授曼奇对凯恩斯学说做的这段解释。
Keynes's work essentially changed the way economists view the functioning of the economy. It really traces to Keynes's great book, The General Theory, which in 1936 provided a new way for us to think about booms and recessions. It's important to keep in mind when he was writing. He was writing essentially in the midst of a Great Depression, a situation where roughly a quarter of the labor force was unemployed in the United States and other developed countries. And this was an event that economists had a lot of trouble coming to grips with, trying to understand, trying to come up with policy recommendations to deal with. I think the central idea in Keynes's general theory is that recessions or depressions result from inadequate demand for goods and services. Essentially, people and governments and firms aren't spending enough, and that's why so many people are unemployed. And what Keynes's theory was to do was basically to show how that could work and to show what governments could do to try to prop up demand for goods and services and get economies out of recessions and depressions.
您现在收听的是《金融世界》，澳洲广播电台制作。
尽管凯恩斯理论对各国政府的货币政策和财政收支政策都曾产生过重大的影响，但曼奇教授指出，受到最直接影响的是财政收支政策。他说
：“It's probably most obvious in fiscal policy because that's where Keynes argued essentially that the problem in the Great Depression could be solved most easily with fiscal policy. So there's a lot of examples in U.S. and other countries' histories that were essentially applications of Keynes's ideas. For example, when John Kennedy came to the White House, one of the first things he wanted to do was to try to cut taxes in order to stimulate the economy.” And the arguments that he gave were essentially textbook Keynesian arguments.
下面我们分段听一遍曼奇教授的这段谈话和中文翻译。
It's probably most obvious in fiscal policy because that's where Keynes argued essentially that the problem in the Great Depression could be solved most easily with fiscal policy. So there's a lot of examples in U.S. and other countries' histories that were essentially applications of Keynes's ideas.
财政收支政策受到的影响大概最为明显，因为凯恩斯基本上认为可以通过调整财政收支政策来最容易的解决大萧条的问题。因此在美国和其他国家的历史上就有了许多实际上是实施凯恩斯理论的例证。
For example, when John Kennedy came to the White House, one of the first things he wanted to do was to try to cut taxes in order to stimulate the economy. And the arguments that he gave were essentially textbook Keynesian arguments.
比如约翰·肯尼迪入主白宫，首先要做的就是减税以刺激经济的发展。他提出的理由从本质上来说就是规范的凯恩斯理论。
下面我们把曼奇教授的这段谈话原文再听一遍。
It's probably most obvious in fiscal policy because that's where Keynes argued essentially that the problem in the Great Depression could be solved most easily with fiscal policy. So there's a lot of examples in U.S. and other countries' histories that were essentially applications of Keynes's ideas. For example, when John Kennedy came to the White House, one of the first things he wanted to do was to try to cut taxes in order to stimulate the economy.And the arguments that he gave were essentially textbook Keynesian arguments.
到了二次世纪大战结束时，世界上许多国家政府都接受了凯恩斯的主张。澳大利亚、英国、美国等政府都纷纷地承担起追求完全就业和经济稳定的责任。
然而，即便是在凯恩斯理论的黄金时代，他也一直受到质疑。1976年获诺贝尔奖的美国著名经济学家弗里德曼教授就是对凯恩斯理论持批评意见的学者之一。在下次节目中，我们要为您介绍弗里德曼教授的经济理论观点。
接下来我们再复习一下今天涉及的一些英语词汇。
John Maynard Keynes，
凯恩斯，英国著名经济学家，生于1883年，卒于1946年。
The General Theory of Employment, Interest and Money，
就业、利息和货币通论。
The General Theory，
通论，对凯恩斯著作《就业、利息和货币通论》的简称。
Recession，
衰退
，Great Depression，
大萧条，指1929年到1930年代初期世界性严重经济衰退。
Inadequate demand for goods and services，
对商品和服务的需求不足。
在结束今天节目之前，我们把美国哈佛大学经济学教授格雷格曼奇关于凯恩斯理论的谈话再听一遍。
Keynes's work essentially changed the way economists view the functioning of the economy. It really traced to Keynes's great book, The General Theory, which in 1936 provided a new way for us to think about booms and recessions. It's important to keep in mind when he was writing. He was writing essentially in the midst of a Great Depression.A situation where roughly a quarter of the labor force was unemployed in the United States and other developed countries. And this was an event that economists had a lot of trouble coming to grips with, trying to understand, trying to come up with policy recommendations to deal with. I think the central idea in Keynes's general theory is that recessions or depressions result from inadequate demand for goods and services. Essentially, people and governments and firms aren't spending enough, and that's why so many people are unemployed.And what Keynes's theory was to do was basically to show how that could work and to show what governments could do to try to prop up demand for goods and services and get economies out of recessions and depressions. It's probably most obvious in fiscal policy because that's where Keynes argued essentially that the problem in the Great Depression could be solved most easily with fiscal policy. So there's a lot of examples in U.S. and other countries' histories that were essentially applications of Keynes's ideas. For example, when John Kennedy came to the White House, one of the first things he wanted to do was to try to cut taxes in order to stimulate the economy. And the arguments that he gave were essentially textbook Keynesian arguments.
这次由澳洲广播电台 Radio Australia 中文部为您制作的金融世界节目到这里就结束了。
刘江和马建元，谢谢您的收听。